The Money Show.
The Markets.
JSE lost a little bit of ground on the day. It wasn't too serious, but we'll chat to Chris Stewart from 91 about that in just a moment. A fabulous announcement today. There's this UCT online high school, and it's coming out with announcements on a regular basis, including one that said they're going to hire 300 teachers, which is brilliant because it suggests they're getting lots and lots of enrollments. And that's fine, but who's training new teachers to replace the great ones, no doubt, that UCT's online high school is poaching from other players. But I see Sanlam today announcing that it will be giving away scholarships to kids who need them. 100 scholarships available for academically strong kids. They say learners. I don't like that word. Who may otherwise not have had the chance to realize their potential. And it'll cover more than 100% of their high school tuition over a five-year period. It's 14.5 million rand investment from Sanlam. And they've got applications open until the middle of November. And yeah, it's fabulous. This is the online high school, of course, launched at UCT in July this year in partnership with the Valencia Institute, started by a man called Rob Paddock, who with his brother, of course, started Get Smarter, which is today owned by an American listed company called 2U. Yeah, you can get the podcast on that if you need that explanation all over again. But first to Chris Stewart, portfolio manager at 91, on the line to us from Cape Town this evening, from Load Shed Hit Cape Town. And the Royal Bafokeng Platinum story is such an interesting one. The empowerment partners to Impala Platinum for many years, and it looks like they're just getting closer.
Yeah, good evening, Bruce. Not the first time Impala Platinum have had a good look at Royal Bafokeng. I think prior to RB Platts' listing in 2010, they'd actually made a bid, and at the time, Anglo Platinum, who was RB Platts' parent shareholder at the time, rejected that transaction. So they're coming back for another look, Bruce, and there's some fairly compelling reasons as to why they might want to get together.
And what are some of those compelling reasons?
First of all, Impala is suffering from a relatively short life of mine issue at their Impala Rustenburg primary resource, whereas you've got Royal Bafokeng's BRPM and Staledrift mines being geographically adjacent to Impala Platinum, very much in terms of the ramp-up phase. So it would solve a life of mine problem for Impala. You've got Impala currently mining sections of the Royal Bafokeng ground and paying royalties for that, which I think was about R250 million in the first half of this year. And in addition to that, you've got excess processing capacity that Impala Platinum would very much like to utilize in terms of refining some of RB Platts' concentrate. From a financial perspective, from an operational perspective, it's quite compelling. From a financial perspective, both shares trading pretty cheap in terms of the current multiples, but with Impala sitting at somewhere around 14 billion rands worth of cash they had in June of this year after the payment of their dividend, that could grow perhaps to the end of this year to somewhere close to 30 billion rand. They've got a little bit of debt capacity as well. They have indicated they'd like to keep a 20 billion rand cash buffer, which sounds quite conservative, but the majority of this transaction could probably be settled in cash, which means from a financial perspective, it could make quite decent sense to Impala Platinum as well.
Fabulous. And something else that we hope makes sense, because Sibanye's going on shopping sprees. They've been shopping around Brazil today for metals that you can use in batteries. That's what they want to focus their mining attention on.
I think that was yesterday, wasn't it, Bruce?
Was it?
Today they're off in Australia looking at a tailings business referred to called New Century Resources. They're looking to acquire something around 20% of that business. My limited understanding of that business is it's a zinc tailings business, similar to what they do with DRD Gold in terms of gold tailings in South Africa, but of course zinc as opposed to gold. So taking already mined resource, if you like, in a tailings dump and extracting residual metal out of that.
Yeah, well, shopping sprees nevertheless all over the world. It's hard to keep up. Now, Famous Brands, have they turned a corner? Because they've had a horrible 2 or 3 years.
They have had a horrible 2 or 3 years. I mean, they made a disastrous acquisition of Gourmet Burger Kitchen in the United Kingdom, and that decision, I guess, was compounded by the events of the past 18 to 24 months or so. So, yes, they've turned the corner, and yes, the 6-month results that they've just announced, considerably better than the prior year comparative period. They've moved back into profit, turnover up strongly, pre-tax profit, post-tax profit, all up quite strongly. So on the face of it, looks very good. No dividend being paid because they are still in balance sheet repair mode. Their creditors have said that no dividends will be paid, I think, until they can have a net debt to EBITDA number below 2.5 times for 2 consecutive periods, something along those lines. So no dividend being paid, balance sheet being repaired. But significantly, if you look at the numbers they've just reported versus the pre-COVID comparative numbers, the numbers, whilst the period relative to the COVID impacted base looks good, the performance relative to the pre-COVID base still pretty depressed. In I think revenues down more than 20%, profits down more than 30% versus the pre-COVID period. So still very much in recovery mode, and I would argue probably still quite vulnerable. They've done what they can to reinvent their business model for a COVID impacted period. And hopefully we're through the worst of it. But if they are unfortunately hit by another COVID-type lockdown during the year-end high trading festive period, that would be a disaster for businesses.
Most certainly. We'll chat to Darren Healy at Famous Brands in just a bit. Chris Stewart, Portfolio Manager at 91.